This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. It's the same number, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Early voting is underway in Wisconsin. You can vote through November 3rd, which is next Sunday.
Check to make sure that you can.
Go to civicmedia.us/vote. Civicmedia.us/vote. If you have any questions about what's happening in your area, the maps have changed. You want to make sure you know who's going to be on your ballot. You can pull up a sample ballot at myvote.wi.gov. But get in and vote early if you can.
Yeah,
I did it on Friday. It was a piece of cake. It took me 30 minutes. People were very nice. Don't do like the thing I saw over the weekend. It didn't specify where this happened, but there were photos of this woman who's older than me, and I'm 64.
Yeah.
I'm assuming she was into her early 70s. She showed up at her polling place with a campaign shirt on. You can't do that. It doesn't matter who it's for.
It depends on the state. Yes, it does.
It does.
Because I looked it up because I've seen some videos already. Make sure your state, you know what your state rules are. You can't, some states have it where you can't wear any sort of paraphernalia whatsoever.
Right.
Some states have it where they don't care. Some states have it. You can't have literature in your hand or electioneering.
It's called electioneering. In this instance,
there
were signs up at this polling place saying you cannot wear campaign materials. It just said it right there. And this elderly woman took issue with that and called one of the election workers a blankhead. And then she ripped off her shirt and stood in line in her bra and voted in her bra. And at one point she told another election worker, suck my, I'm not even going to say it.
It's not even close.
This is why I'm voting for Trump.
Yeah.
Is what she said.
Blech.
So I don't know. I would avoid that.
Only the best people.
I would avoid that if I were you, and maybe just don't wear any election stuff if you're going to go vote. It's just easier that way.
Jane, maybe we're not just getting the joke, though. Maybe they're just making fun of us.
Okay. Oh, we took the bait.
We took the bait. Oh, we're idiots,
we took
Calvin.
The bait again.
We're idiots.
All right. It's 11:54, Calvin. That means it is time for...
This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, send it into Greg and me. Jane says, at civicmedia.us, this is the headline. Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak. A woman from China pleading guilty a couple weeks ago, trying to smuggle 29 eastern box turtles, which are a protected species, across a lake in Vermont into Canada. Wang Yi Ning, 41, arrested in June at an Airbnb, just as she was about to get into an inflatable kayak with a duffel bag on Lake Wallace. Border Patrol agents had been notified by the Canadian Mounted Police that two other people, including a man believed to be this woman's husband, started paddling the inflatable watercraft from the Canadian side of the lake toward the U.S. The agents searched her heavy duffel bag and found 29 live eastern box turtles individually wrapped in socks. Is that their natural habitat?
They're little sleeping bags, Jane. They're
little turtle sleeping bags?
Itty bitty sleeping bags.
Eastern box turtles are known to be sold on the black market for $1,000 each.
Why?
I don't know. Her cell phone was taken. A search found communications she was trying to get the turtles into Canada so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. Stop it now. She is sentenced to be sentenced in December, rather. She's facing 10 years in prison.
When don't mess with protected animals,
and
dude.
And a fine up to $250,000.
You were smuggling a protected species across international waters?
Yeah, not good.
For black market sales? Come on.
Now, I don't think I had, when I was a kid, we had turtles.
Yeah.
A lot of people my age probably had little turtles. Turtles are boring. If you're going to have them as a pet. I don't know if they were planning to eat these Eastern box turtles or if they wanted them as pets. But turtles don't, they're just not a scintillating pet.
But they're a good starter pet for kids. They're cute. You feed them. You can look at them. You can pet them. And there's not a high risk. They live a long time.
I thought we couldn't even keep those same kind of turtles anymore because of illness issues.
I have no idea.
I'm sure someone will tell us.
I found a turtle once on the side of the road, and I took it into the car. My mom wasn't happy about that, and then it peed all over the car.
Lovely.
Yeah. So.
All right.
Leave them alone. Leave turtles alone.
Don't do this. This shouldn't happen. Calvin, that is today's episode of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow, Pat Kreitlow will be joining us from 10:30 until 11 o'clock to talk all things in the news. Mary Hayes, really looking forward to having her back. She's with the Shequamagon Democrats covering Bayfield and Ashland counties.
Nice.
And I want to find out if she concreted her Harris Wall sign into the ground and if they managed to steal yet another one.
And we'll find out why Tom Tiffany isn't about the people.
That's all on the way tomorrow. News is coming up next, followed by Todd Alba. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. Thank you, most of all, for calling and texting and listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you have the chance to share it. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.